Yep. Why did I just say that?
Say what?
About us being on a mission, you know, from Glod.
Well, the dwarf said to us, go and get the piano, and his name is Glod, so...
Yeah, right. But he could have stopped us. I mean, there's nothing special about some mission from some dwarf.
Maybe you were just a bit tired.
Maybe that's it, said the piano gratefully.
Anyway, we are on a mission from Glod.
Yep. Glod sat in his lodgings watching the guitar. It had stopped playing when Buddy had gone out, although if he put his ear close to the strings, he was sure that they were still humming very gently. Now, he very carefully reached out and touched the... To call the sudden snapping sound discordant would be too mild. The sound had a snarl. It had talons. Glod sat back. Right. It was Buddy's instrument. An instrument played by the same person over the years could become very adapted to them, although not in Glod's experience to the point of biting someone else. Buddy hadn't had it a day yet, but the principle maybe was the same. It was an old dwarf legend about the famous Horn of Fergal, which sounded itself when danger was near, and also in the presence, for some reason, of horseradish. And there was even an Ankh Morpork legend, wasn't there, about some old drum in the palace or somewhere that was supposed to bang itself if an enemy fleet was seen sailing up the Ankh? The legend had died out in recent centuries, partly because this was the Age of Reason, and also because no enemy fleet could sail up the Ankh without a gang of men with shovels going in front. And there was a troll story about some stones that on frosty nights... The point was that magical instruments turned up every so often. Glod reached out again. All right. The old music shop was right up against the university, after all, and magic did leak out, despite what the wizards always said about talking rats and walking trees just being statistical flukes. But this didn't feel like magic. It felt a lot older than that. It felt like music. Glod wondered whether he should persuade Buddy, to take it back to the shop and get a proper guitar. On the other hand, $6 was $6, at least. Something hammered on the door.
Who's that? Said Glod, looking up.
The pause outside was long enough to let him guess. He decided to help out.
Cliff, he said.
Yep, got a piano here.
Bring it on in.
Had to break off the legs and the lid and a few other bits, but it's basically okay.
Bring it on in, then.
Door's too narrow.
Buddy, coming up the stairs behind the troll, heard the crunch of woodwork.
Try it again.
Fits perfectly.
There was a piano-shaped hole around the doorway. Glod was standing next to it, holding his axe. Buddy looked at the wreckage all over the landing.
What the hell are you doing? He said. That's someone else's wall.
Well, it's someone else's piano.
Yes, but you can't just hack holes in the wall.
What's more important, some wall or getting the sound right? Said Glod.
Buddy hesitated. Part of him thought, that's ridiculous, it's only music. Another part of him thought, rather more sharply, that's ridiculous, it's only a wall. All of him said,
oh, since you put it like that, but what about the piano player?
I told you. I know just where to find one, said Glod.
A tiny part of him was amazed. I've hacked a hole in my own wall. It took me days to nail that wallpaper on properly.
End of CD 3.